And I spend all our money on bank guarantees, and it's no, they never bail out the banks.
Someone's at the door.
Where are the kids, T-shirt?
Chapers, O.D. Come in and close the caravan door.
She's raining worse than Angela's ashes out here before.
Close it.
Hello, Minister.
Really? You're late, O.D. The cabinet meeting started an hour ago.
Oh, I must have forgot to turn my watch back.
The time doesn't change for another 2 weeks, you clem.
I mean, stall the beans, T-shirt. You're all drinking cans in here. I thought this was supposed to be an emergency cabinet meeting.
Nah, sure, the whole thing's f***ed. Might as well have a bit of crack while we're at it.
Yeah, yeah, we might have run out of ideas, but we'll not run out of beer.
Fair play, Minister Cullen.
Dermot O'Hearn, I'm very surprised you're endorsing this.
Well, the only cabinet this country's interested in these days is the whiskey cabinet.
Shut your mouth, Dermot. You'd bore the bollocks off a wooden donkey.
Why the beer? Give us a can to hell, Cullen.
Good man.
Right, let's get this meeting underway. Someone wake up Brian Lenehan. O'Donoghue, you do it.
Brian! Brian, wake up! It's time for a meeting, Brian! There's no use, he's not responding. He hasn't got much shut eye recently.
Out to the couch!
Jeffers, time for plan B.
Brian!
Now.
Sorry, Taoiseach, I must have drifted off there. Where was I? Oh, yes, I've guaranteed the banks a crucial package of just 400 million euro.
Billion, Brian.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That must have been the point at which I dozed off.
Well, are you awake now, Brian, huh?
Stop!
Fresh as a daisy now.
Taoiseach, stop it!
Taoiseach, we have to discuss the cutbacks for crying out loud.
Right.
My face.
Cutbacks. Cullen, you're first.
I'm planning to significantly reduce my department expenses.
Right.
Simply by changing from Benson Hedges to weed.
Weed? What use is that? There's no excise duty on dope. Dermot O'Hearn.
I have a very efficient plan, which I believe...
Forget it. I'm losing the will to live listening to you. What's that smell?
It's coming from Micheál Martin, Taoiseach.
Micheál.
Well, I've significantly reduced costs in foreign affairs by not having a bath for the last fortnight. Although I've just come from India.
James.
I had a quick dip in the Ganges over there.
Get out, Micheál. The hum off you. Disgrace.
Slán.
Right, O.D., you're next.
I've come up with my latest emergency booklet, T-shirt.
Oh, jeez, not again.
Hear me out.
What?
This one provides essential advice on surviving the recession.
Like what, Will?
Well, like, instead of water, people should drink beer from Aldi or Lidl, as it's significantly cheaper than bottles of Ballygowan.
What else?
Unemployed people should always avoid afternoon television at all costs, or else those showy sisters will break your spirit. And one should only watch dirty films on rewind, because you'll feel better when you see the hookers handing the money back to the fella.
We can't afford to publish that shite, Willie. Lenehan, what's your great plan? Lenehan!
I will guarantee...
Don't ever use that word in here again, Lenehan.
I will draw up a bailout plan.
Those ones neither. Go back to sleep.
What are we going to do, T-shirt?
Well, obviously, we're going to...
Yeah?
The first thing that...
Right.
Ah, f*** it. Open up those cans there, lads, again. 1 week to the budget. Might as well drink up that booze while we can still afford it.
Sing a song, Taoiseach.
I'll sing the happy song.
The happy one.
Oh, the crisis is over with Brian's guarantee. Oh. And when the banks all go under, we'll blame Georgie Lee. Oh. And it's no, nay, never. Bail out the banks. No, nay, never, no more. Ah, the crisis is over forevermore.